What is going on, Jet fans? Matt O'Leary back with another video. We have a little bit of a news drop for the New York Jets, as well as some college football news that could impact the New York Jets in the 2026 NFL Draft. We start with the New York Jets news of the day. The New York Jets have signed a quarterback, Bailey Zappe, to a futures contract. I apologize, folks. He spent the year on the Browns practice squad, did not get into any game action in 2025. He is best remembered for his 22 and 23 run with the New England Patriots as Mac Jones' backup. And there was a couple of stretches where, you know, he did look a little bit better than Mac Jones. In fact, probably the highlight of his career was a three-game run in 2023 where he went 2-1 with a really bad Patriots team, by the way, and had six touchdowns to two interceptions in which was, as we remember, the final year of Bill Belichick up in New England. So that's honestly about it as in terms of, you know, good quality run that we've seen from Bailey Zappe. Overall, he's mostly struggled in the NFL. He started 9 games, played in 15 of them. He's got 12 touchdowns to 14 interceptions in his career, a 76.0 passer rating, 6.6 yards per attempt. To me, this screams, hey, you could be quarterback 3. Is he better than Brady Cook? Absolutely. Yes, that's a pretty low bar, but he's not really a QB2. He's clearly not a QB1. Who is he QB3 behind? Your guess is as good as mine. And we'll kind of go from there. But think of him as a camp arm, emergency quarterback on the roster / practice squad player for the Jets next year. Most likely outcome here. I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Mando. Mando Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and 2 free products of your choice, like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, plus free shipping. My bourbon leather body wash, I talk about it every single time I talk about Mando, and I do it because it's my favorite thing that they have. They also have a bourbon leather body spray that I use, and those are my 2 favorite items from Mando. The body spray is perfect for keeping you smelling fresh all throughout the day. Special offer for my listeners. New customers get 20% off plus free shipping with our code O'Leary. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Smell fresher, stay drier, and boost your confidence from head to toe with Mando. Also got some college football news. So transfer quarterback Dylan Raiola is committing to Oregon as a transfer. And naturally, that kind of got the wheels spinning for some people because Dante Moore goes to Oregon. And there seems to be a debate whether or not Dante Moore will or will not enter the draft, but another starting quarterback in college football, Raiola starting the last couple of years with Nebraska, to me kind of makes me lean, you know, probably is going to be the starter there. Now, you know, Dante Moore transferred over after a brief stint as a starter elsewhere and then sat and then became the starter this past year. Maybe that's what Raiola's doing and is fine with sitting behind Moore for another year, but I thought he played well enough at Nebraska to get another starting gig, right? Like, I don't know. Oregon's a great team, great facility, the entire thing. I get it. And maybe Dante Moore ends up going back to school after all of this, but I think this news makes me feel like the Oregon Ducks are looking at the future of their program under the assumption that Dante Moore is going to enter the NFL draft. Regardless of if you like or dislike Dante Moore as a prospect, Jet fans should be wanting Dante Moore to come out just because it gives you so many different options for the New York Jets. And I get it. He played really bad against Indiana. There's going to be teams, though, that look at him and like him as a prospect. Having an additional quarterback in this draft class, it only helps the New York Jets. One, we don't know how they feel about him. We know Darren Mugey has been to a bunch of Oregon games. Maybe he scouted him and he really likes him and the Jets want to take him at 2. Or maybe he scouted him and goes, you know what? I don't like this guy at all, actually. But someone else does. The Cardinals at 3 like him. Maybe the Browns like him. And they want to call, you know, they're calling the Jets because they want to get up in front of the Cardinals. Well, then that gives you that trade down opportunity, right? Because I've had a lot of people, you know, in my comments or mentions or in DM saying, you know, after the performance from Dante Moore, they don't want to draft him. So instead, the Jets should trade down. And if Dante Moore went back to school, it would make it a lot harder for the Jets to trade down because, you know, there needs to be two sides to this. It's easy to say, oh, just trade down, but someone has to be willing to trade up. But if Dante Moore is there, you're more likely to see a quarterback be the target of a team looking to move up in the NFL draft. So again, this just from the Jets' point of view would give you more options. And we should know later this week the official decision from Dante Moore. But again, for the Jets side of things, I think you want as many quarterbacks in this draft class as possible because it just gives you more options in the NFL draft. And I don't know about you, but the more options, the better, I think, personally. I'm not the biggest Dante Moore fan. I wasn't going into the game, so it's not really that one game sample, but, you know, we'll see, right? Like I said in the video to reacting to the performance, you don't want to overreact and toss out the whole evaluation on a player just because of one game. I'm not going to lie to you. It made me a little nervous against the steepest competition. That's how poorly he played. And I get it. Like, Indiana's clearly a better team. And Oregon was in a tough spot. They didn't have their starting running back, the whole thing. I totally understand that. And I'm willing to recognize that with Dante Moore playing in this game. And again, I don't want to just only use the game against Indiana, but he's a young kid. He's 20 years old, which is another reason why, you know, maybe he just ends up going back to school anyway. I've said before this game, and I still view it this way, I think Dante Moore, if he does enter the draft and gets drafted high, no matter where it is, the Jets at 2 or 5 or wherever, I think he should sit to start his campaign in the NFL. I don't view him as someone who could come into the league and start right away. And, you know, we saw some success with that this past year with Jackson Dart. Wasn't the starter. The Giants got 2 veterans, and they eventually turned it over to Jackson Dart, and he had a very promising rookie year. You could even say the same thing about, you know, the other options as well with the Saints quarterback. You know, they took Tyler Shuck in the second round. They didn't start him. They eventually turned it over to him, and he looked really good for the Saints, and they don't need to draft a quarterback this year. Moral of the story, this just gives you options if he does enter, so we'll be keeping a close eye on that. Let me know your thoughts on the news down below in the comments. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe if you're new, and I'll catch you next time.